All right. Hi, guys. This is Aaron Stone. This is my first ever podcast. I'm coming to you live from Lockhart, Texas, and I am currently driving to Shiner, the brewery. Now, Google Maps is probably going to start yelling at me, so I apologize if this is weird, but yeah, let's just give it a go, see what we got, you know? So let me just describe the current situation. I am driving a Nissan Altima. Go Nissan. Crap. They might want me to sponsor them now. Dang it. And I'm listening to I Wish I Knew You by the Revivalist. Wow. Still can't talk. It's fun. So yeah, I am currently driving to Shiner, Texas, where Shiner is made, you know, for any Shiner fans out there. So let's see, I gotta get out of this O'Reilly Auto Parts. But yeah, again, Google's probably gonna yell at me and say, you know, some random stuff about, hey, you need to get out of O'Reilly Auto Parts and keep going to Texas. And I've still got, well, Shiner, Texas. God, can't. But yeah, we'll just see where this goes. We can share our moon, yeah. Two strangers in the bright lights. All right, cool, we're turning. Woo! Wish I knew you. Oh, wish I knew you when I was young. All right. Let's see if there's some good music next. Ooh. Yes. I do love this song. Boys of Summer by the Ataris. Really great one. Oh, Mr. Taco. Okay. Lockhart's actually a really cool town. I might see about driving back through here on my way back from Shiner. But, you know, what's the fun in that? I mean, I want to see more of Texas. I don't want to just, you know, see like 2 seconds of it and call it a day. Ah, green light, cool. Nobody on the beach. Summer's out of reach. Ah, fuck, okay. No, I swore, dang it. Now I'm gonna have to tag this as explicit. No, I'm not gonna do that. I don't even know if I'm gonna keep this. I mean, it might, but. I can save you if I can sign some. Woo! Got someone coming in hot above me. What the fuck, dude? Crap. Again with the swearing. I'm sorry. I don't mean to swear. Oh, okay. Alright. Yeah, it's a cute little town. Not gonna lie to you. Oh, God. My throat. Alrighty. So, we're still driving. Google Maps is probably gonna yell at me. I'm hoping it'll yell at me. I don't want to touch my phone because Texas is picky about touching your phone. Tells me to talk and text later. Well, rules. You know rules. They're meant to be broken. As you may have guessed, I am a drummer. I also play ukulele a little bit. I haven't played in a while. Started learning ukulele last year. So yeah, that's about that. And then my, you know, air guitar, jamming, whatever. That's just me being a dork. Now, I'm not entirely sure what the speed limit is, but I'm going 60 now. So I guess we're gonna call it 60. Oh, another Nissan. Excellent choice, you know. Nissan's a good car. Google Maps still isn't yelling at me, so I must be going the right way. I'm gonna be bad and look at my phone. Not that I should, but I'm gonna. Okay, good, we're still recording. Alrighty, I'm not gonna get in an accident. Oh, there's Tractor Supply, guy turning. Ford dealership. So I'm going to be on this for another 12 miles, so I don't really need to look at Google Maps. I can go back to Anchor and keep recording. So I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of a background on why I'm in Texas. So recently I went to TravelCon. It was the first ever TravelCon. It's for travel writing, blogging, content creating, etc. A lot of people who do podcasts were there. And I actually was interviewed on a podcast by someone else named Aaron. And he has a website, Dramatic Travels. I think it was Dramatic Travels Entrepreneurs that I did the podcast with. But at any rate, he was there, so I met him. And I went to some really awesome sessions. They had a solo female travel panel. That was amazing.
Alternative Austin.
The podcasting, how to podcast, that was very informative. And I'm only happy when it rains. Which isn't necessarily true, but you know. But at any rate, so I went to that. I was really scared because I'm so inexperienced in the travel writing, the blogging, the content creating, podcasting. Like, this is my first ever podcast right now. And it's like, I don't even know. It's probably going to be really rusty because, I mean, you know, and I'm playing freaking garbage underneath it. So, you know, literally garbage because it's only happy when it rains. God, I love garbage. At any rate, so I went to this conference. It was amazing. I met so many awesome people. Met some people at various stages of the game. Beginners, people who are more intermediate, people all over the world. I stayed in a hostel, Drifter Jacks in Austin, shout out. Met some awesome people there. Photographers, musicians, people from, you know, across the globe. So, I can't even say enough good things about the conference. I learned so much, and it's just been, it's been such a blessing, and I'm so inspired. I'm so ready to get out there and travel and do content creating and just do the thing, even though it scares me. Like, this is terrifying. I'm doing a freaking podcast while I'm driving on 183 to Shiner, Texas. What am I doing, right? So, that's kind of where I'm at. And I actually was supposed to leave on Sunday at 6 a.m., but what I did was I extended my trip to Wednesday. I called my boss and told her, yeah, I'm not coming in on Monday, and she was fine with it. So shout out to my coworkers back in Vermont. Oh yeah, I live in Vermont, from Michigan. Lived in Michigan for basically my whole life, lived in Chicago for the summer between senior year and adult world, whatever, senior year of college and adult world, excuse me. And then I moved to Vermont in, when I moved to Vermont, May of this year, 2018. And it's just been a crazy wild ride. So I'm excited to spend my next few days just, you know, hanging out in Austin, hanging out in Texas. I've always wanted to go to Shiner, so that's why today I was like, you know what? I'm gonna rent a car, I'm gonna drive to Shiner, we're gonna go, we're gonna see what happens. I know nothing about Shiner other than the brewery that's there. Spoetzel, even though I'm pretty sure I'm butchering it. There were two German guys staying in my room just for one night, and I told them that, and they just started laughing at me because I can't pronounce German things for crap. And I told them that, and they still just busted out laughing. I was like, oh God. So shout out to those guys. They're traveling. They're moving on today. So then it'll just be me in my room. In my six-person room. One of my travel conference friends, she also was in the same room as me. Also was on the same podcast I was. Different episode. And we're also both from the Midwest. Like, what the heck, right? So crazy. So yeah. I don't even know if anyone's gonna listen to this. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what to call myself. I've been thinking of a website. I don't know what exactly. I was thinking like Travelerin or Travelerin, because it's travel and then it's Aaron, my first name. Or I was thinking to do, because everybody makes puns about my name, Aaron, so let's get some air in here, like air conditioning. And
it's gonna be air for South by Southwest next week.
I don't know. I read something online. It was like a Tinder thread of some guy that's like, I could use some more air in here, and he wrote E-R-I-N instead of air, A-I-R. Oops. Oh, I didn't know this song was on the radio. Anyway, so there was a Tinder thread that said, you know, I need to get some air in here. And the girl named Erin responded saying, suffocate. I thought that was so freaking hilarious. I busted out laughing. I'm pretty sure I re- Yeah, I did reblog it on Tumblr. Yes, I have a Tumblr. Whoops. Woo. But I don't need anybody to look that up. No, please actually don't. I have three Tumblrs actually. One for me, one for Wynonna Earp. Great sci-fi show. Holy crap. They have a great podcast about that. Shout out to Tales of the Black Badge for being epic. And then I have one dedicated to the one, the only, Katie McGrath. And I actually met someone named Katie McGrath, but she pronounces it like Katie McGrath. Met her at a Wynonna Earp meetup in Texas. Holy crap. World's colliding. I told her, I was like, if I ever met Katie McGrath, I would just die. And she said, well, I'm Katie McGrath, so you technically didn't just meet Katie McGrath. And I'm like, huh. And I'm like, well, shoot. I think I might have said I would melt into a puddle or something. I don't remember. Oh, look at the cows. Chevy Silverado. Bye, bye, bye. I'm passing you. That's right. There we are. Sorry, I need to stop talking because I'm running out of air. I don't even know where I am now. I want to say, okay, Oak Grove Road, Woody Hollow Road. Oh, that would be badass to live on. And it's sunny, but kind of getting cloudy, like really gray skies ahead. Hopefully I'm not going to run into anything too insane. It's almost 1 o'clock, so eating would be nice, but I am on a mission from God to get to, well, it's not a mission from God. I don't know whose mission it is, to be honest with you. Yeah. Oh, wow. I've been going for 11:24. That's amazing. And someone texted me. I don't know who. Okay, so I've got 4.4 miles until I turn left to stay on 183 South. Someone texted me. Oh, fuck. My roommate, old roommate from Michigan, she just emailed me something about her old boss. I'm not gonna say who, and I'm not gonna really get into politics on this. No, that getting into politics on this would just be a really, really, really bad idea. So we're not gonna go there right now. We gonna burn the whole house down. For some weird reason, I kind of feel like I used to live in Austin, Texas in a past life. Don't know, I'm getting kind of weird and existential, but I've been weird and existential this whole time. And I've never felt more like myself than I felt when I've been in Austin. Because I haven't felt like myself in a while. I don't know why. I think I needed some distance from my job. Ah, Black Key is nice. I think I needed some distance, and now I have it. So I'm just living that, driving, having a good time. Man, Texas. Ah. It's still kind of cloudy, so we're just kind of dealing with that. There's a good chance we have to stop at a gas station, get something to drink, but we'll wait. Let's bowl. Oh, okay. We're slowing down. I've got a love that keeps me waiting. Oh, I got a love that keeps me waiting. I'm a lonely boy. I'm a lonely boy. I'm probably gonna have to edit out my singing because it's a little rough, but it's all right. No, Smith Supply Company. I have a friend with the last name Smith, same one I was telling you about. We got the email. They sent me an email about our boss. And now it rains. Okay. And this is what I was afraid of. damn wipers. Ah, there we go. Yes, figured it out. I am so proud of myself, guys. I don't bring my coat or my rain jacket, it freaking rains. Of course, right? Okay, and now it's slowed down again. Okay, strange. Keeps me waiting. Oh, there's an oil museum. That's interesting. Hey, boy.
FM, Butte, Austin.
You know, I'm over that song. Hey, Nexus! I've got to let you know. Oh, no.
Working hard or hardly working?
Hey, at least you look busy.
And we're doing the same thing. 1035.
Oh, there's a farmer's market. Cute. All right. Yeah, this is about my vibe. Portugal the man. Oh my God. I should have stopped. I'm not going to, though. I've got shit going on. And I'm coming out of left field. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. I'm over now, but I feel it still. Is it hailing or am I crazy? Shit, it might be. And one time I don't bring my raincoat or my umbrella. I'm just like, oh, I don't need it today. Joke's on me, I totally do need it. Okay, so I don't need to turn here. That's a blessing in disguise. Yeah, we're not fucking turning. Fuck it. Screw it. I mean, dang it. Okay, so note to self, I need to either tag this as explicit or stop fucking... Dang it, stop swearing. Sorry. Please forgive me. What the fuck? Was I supposed to turn? Oh, son of a biscuit. Who's this? Oh no, I fucked up. This might be a good time for me to stop because, okay. Fudge. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Yeah, your love is an abyss. For my heart to eclipse them. Might be over now. Oh, God. I don't even think I'm supposed to turn here, but I'm gonna. So, I basically just got lost, because I had no idea I had to actually turn at the light. So now I'm going back, but I found my way, so that's all that matters, right? Oh my God, it's Paula Abdul! Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Maybe I should put on my Texas playlist. Yeah, if you're wondering, I do have Spotify playlists for a lot of trips that I take. Including this one. So there's a chance I'll plug in my phone, but I feel like it might die. Also, I have 43 minutes to go. I think I might run out of things to talk about, so at some point I am probably gonna shut this off. They say the ideal podcast should go for 22 minutes, but that's a bunch of BS. So we'll see. Oh, and I now have to pee. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, is it just a hit and run? I just screwed up the lyrics. Straight up now, tell me, do you want to be you and me together? What if it's closed when I get there? Oh, fuck. I said that out loud. I shouldn't have said that out loud. They opened at 9. Oh, crap. I'm going to have to check into that then. Because I don't trust that they're not open. But Google Maps would have told me if they weren't. Oh, here we go. And I think Google Maps is confused because I'm recording this podcast. So it's not telling me what to do. And that's a little bit scary. Do you really want to let me forever? Okay, there we go. We're back on 183. And I'm going to be on this for 16 miles. So I just have plenty of time. Houston is 141 miles away, but I'm not even going there. So it's still raining. There was this place I drove by called Memes. I think it's pronounced Memes, but I just thought memes. And now I'm just like, oh my gosh, that is fantastic. Oh, and there's Mr. Taco again. Oh, Beto! Woo! Crap, I wasn't supposed to get political, son of a biscuit. But I didn't swear, and I didn't say, and who knows, I could have just been fangirling because my cousin works for his campaign. Could have been. That could have just been it, the family connection. Ah, shit. And I just sweared again. So you know, I'm doing really good. I should be getting out of the rain soon, but I really don't know if that's a thing or am I just being wishful? So two things, I'm out of water. The rain's starting to slow. Okay. So yeah, next gas station I see, I'm gonna stop. Oh, now I'm warm again. All right.
The only thing consistent about 103.5 Bob FM.
You never know what Bob will play next.
It's true. I don't actually know the song, so I'm gonna switch it.
Hey, lentes de contacto.
Yeah. Sometimes I need to listen to some Charlie Puth. Or is this Shawn Mendes? This might be Charlie. I think it's Charlie Puth. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. I just passed a cop who didn't even look at me, so that's nice.
Yeah, you just want attention. I live from the stars. You're just making sure I'm
there's the sun again.
What are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing?
Left lane. Okay, I'm in the right. We're good. In Plum Creek. And a bridge that looks like it was in commission and now not. All right, no, that might be for the train. I think it might be for the trains.
When you are mine. And now I'm all up on you.
Oh, what the heck do I do? Okay.
You just wanna
travel stop up ahead. So I think there's a good chance I'm going to stop. Like, stop there, pee, get a bottle of water, maybe something to eat. Well, I'm not really hungry. And I have 37 minutes to go. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop at the travel stop. Whoa, wait, hang on. I don't think I can swing this right now. How the heck, how do I get there? Yeah, I don't think there's a good way to get there for me. Yeah, no, it's saying I can't turn. Oh, T-Swift. Mad love. Yeah, we're gonna reevaluate. Unless, oh, snap, you know what? Snap, crackle, and pop. We are going to stop at Bucky's. I'm pretty sure this is the place with the freaking beaver and crap. And I still have gas, so we're good. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times. This is insane in the membrane. Holy crap. I'm at parked next to this Suzuki. Bad blood. You know we used to be mad blood. Oh, please clean up. It's just good etiquette. I see what you did there. Etiquette. You did that. Bad. All right. Dang. Well, guys, this is the end of my podcast for now. If anyone's listening, just want to say thank you for listening to my first one and being awesome about it, because heck, I don't know if anyone's going to listen to this, but you know, it's worth a try. I'm Erin. I'm signing out. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.